970-823-9202.
Welcome to the Faith Pest Control Podcast. I'm Mike Stewart, your host, and we're here with pest expert Fred Talley. Fred is the pest expert when it comes to German roaches and all kinds of roaches, but especially today we're going to talk about German roaches. If you've got German roaches in Jasper, Georgia, Ellijay, Georgia, Blue Ridge, Georgia, Big Canoe, Georgia, or Ball Ground, Georgia, Fred is your man to get rid of them. So, Fred, tell us all about the bad, evil things that German roaches do, why everybody can have them in their homes, and what Faith Pest Control does to get rid of German roaches, and probably any kind of roaches, but it sounds like German are one of the worst in North Georgia. Tell us all about it, Fred.
All right, Mike. And yes, German roaches do have a specific treatment protocol that is different than other roaches in many ways. And I will normally start off my conversation with a customer that has a problem with German roaches in saying that there is no shame in getting German roaches in your house. The shame is not doing something about it when it occurs. Kind of like if your kid gets lice from school, there's no preventive measure for that. And there's not much of a preventive measure for German roaches, you know, before the fact. Typically, people bring German roaches into their homes. Typically German roaches are not much of an outside bug, so they don't travel, you know, from your yard into your house. You generally bring them from the grocery store, Walmart, the drugstore. Amazon packages are notorious. Not so much for German roaches, but they do. You will get the bigger, what people will call palmetto bugs or water bugs. They are our roaches. But that being said, the preferred method in my mind for servicing roaches is a baiting system, and we call it a system. It's a baiting service, I guess it would probably be a better word for it. But if somebody is trying to sell you the idea that they need to spray some insecticide for roaches, you need to turn the other way and run, because that is not a successful long-term solution. When a female roach is impregnated, she's pregnant for the rest of her life, and she goes through a cycle where she carries an egg sac for 21 days. And during that cycle that she carries an egg sac, she'll get in some void area, like a wall void or something in your house, underneath the cabinets, just someplace out of the way. And she doesn't eat, nor does she drink a lot during that period. But when she gets rid of the egg, she goes on a 10-day cycle where she is eating and drinking rather abundantly. So that being said, if somebody comes in and creates a baiting program in your kitchen and or bathroom, because that is generally where German roaches do occur or live, you're going to have they'll be very successful in killing a lot of males and very successful in killing females that aren't gravid, aren't carrying an egg at that point in time. But the segment of the population that is basically unaffected is the female that's carrying the egg. And you don't know how many females are, because you can't count them because you can't see them. That being said, so when somebody comes in and baits, you are going to, what you should see is within a couple of days, a lot of dead adult roaches, but what you will also see a lot of live baby roaches. Now, the baiting will still work with them. It just takes time. Roaches feed through trophallaxis. what that means, I guess, in crude terms, is babies eat the mama's poop. And so the bait flows through her system. And when the babies are feeding, they're ingesting it into their system. So it will eventually get rid of all of the roaches. But you will see a lot of dead roaches right off the bat, and then a lot of live babies. And after a couple of weeks, you'll start seeing dead babies. That's just kind of the way it works. The best way that we've ever come up with to get rid of them is we don't even spray anything for German roaches. We do use a specific type of bait that has what in our industry it's called a insect growth regulator, and basically it prevents juvenile from being able to reproduce. It does a couple other things, but that's the biggest thing it does, is keeps the juveniles from being able to reproduce. So if you break that production or reproduction cycle, you can get a handle on the infestation. They do have, can contribute to asthma when the roaches molt, which is when in their growing process, they will shed their exoskeleton when they're growing from one stage to the next, because the skeleton becomes too small. We refer to those as the castings. They kind of will get ground up somewhat into a dust, and you can inhale them. And it's especially in public housing projects, it is a big problem because of the asthma, triggering asthma attacks in children. To prevent cockroaches from infesting a home, if you can maintain a very clean kitchen, cleaning up crumbs, spills, vacuuming, avoiding piling up dishes in the sink, these are all good ways to help with the prevention. And if you can imagine, I mentioned cleaning up crumbs. A German roach is probably, a half inch long, maybe 5/8 at the very most. So you could imagine the size crumb it would take to maintain their level of nutrition for a day. It's not a whole lot. You know, one crumb can probably sustain them for multiple hours at a time. So cleanliness is an important factor, but just because you're clean, like I told you earlier about how you get them, you bring them from the grocery store, the drugstore, the department store, that kind of thing, or somebody else can bring them into your house. Cleanliness is not going to stop it, but it can limit the effects of it.
Well, it sounds like with all these tips that we can do a whole lot ourselves to minimize the infestation. But obviously, you know, no one is immune from getting roaches. I remember years ago I heard one of my mentors, who is a pest control expert, say no home, a mansion is not immune from cockroaches, because they can get in. They're looking for food and water. And when you feed them with crumbs in your toaster and grease in your backyard, back deck grill, and you know, you're in water, they're going to come. They're looking to have food, water, and shelter. And when you provide that for them, you can have roaches. And it doesn't matter what kind of home it is. They're not sitting around and looking at the quality of the home or the quality of the homeowner. It's all about roaches are on our planet, and they're looking for food and water. And what you got to do is you've got to get a professional to keep that home pest free. And that's what Faith Pest Control does. Our podcast is a service to the North Georgia community of folks living in Jasper, Ellijay, Blue Ridge, and Big Canoe and Ball Ground, to help you know the pest control tips, to get the pest things you can do to make sure that you don't have pests in your home. So I'm Mike Stewart for Fred Talley. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and where you get your favorite podcasts, like Apple, Google, Spotify, and now Alexa. And we'll see you on the next Faith Pest Control podcast.
Google Faith, Termite, and Pest Control. service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.
Hey there, I'm Fred Talley with Faith Pest Control. Now, it's a fact. If termites infest your home, they can do devastating damage unless they are discovered and stopped. At Faith Pest Control, we understand that your home is your most valuable possession, and the last thing you want to happen is for it to be damaged by termites or any other pests. Call Faith Pest Control today at 770-823-9202 for a free pest consultation and free termite treatment estimate. Don't take a chance when it comes to termites in your home. It's simply not worth it. Let the proven experts at Faith Pest Control protect your home from termites. Call us today at 770-823-9202 and be sure to visit our website at faithpestcontrol.com.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.